Rauri Waititi is with us. Thanks for joining us. Rauri, tēnā koe, kia ora, no hoki mai.
Morena, morena, de ōtira, morena tata. Nice to be back, bro. I know it's been a little bit of a while, and you know, there's a lot of mahi going on, but it's nice to be back listening to the voice of radio. I reckon the voice of radio.
Oh, yeah. You're a very good man. So 13 MJs coming your way. good on you, mate. Hey, tell us about this experience across on the other side of the debating chamber at Cambridge. It was a really neat opportunity for you, Rauri. Tell us about that. What was the experience like for you? And what do you think was gained by your sojourn to the old Dart?
Oh, well, I tell you what, I did say to my wife as we flew in from Heathrow and drove along into London, I was saying, geez, is it just me, or does it feel like a little bit like home? And what I meant by that was not only did they colonize the people, but they colonized the land as well. So they grew the trees exactly the same way here as they had them in England. So, you know, I was thinking, hicka, you know, same trees, same poplars, willows. You know, the trees that that were planted here, and even the way they planted them, you know, made it feel a little bit like I was driving around here in Old Dattle. That's the first thing. The second thing is, in terms of the Cambridge Union debates, I thought, you know, we're in the heart of the epicenter of how they use colonization, and they use it through universities, through schools. And so to be in the heart of Cambridge University, but also in the chamber, which I've seen many a time, you know, and I've watched many a debate. You know, that's a he wāhi tapu tēnā kia rātou. That's a tapu-tapu space to them, especially the debating chamber. And not very many people get an opportunity to go into the debating chamber. I know we've had many people go over there, you know. I think even Jacinda has been, I don't know whether she's been to Cambridge or whether it was Oxford, I know. Longy also went over to the Oxford debates. I know Georgina Beyer also went and spoke there, but not many get to enter into the debates themselves. So I know Longy and now myself have been into the debates, which is the sacred part of you know, of those particular universities, Oxford and Cambridge. What I didn't realise was that Cambridge was the oldest debating system of any of those English universities. Very, very old, you know. We're talking right back into the 1600s, and that those universities have been around since the 1000s. You know, hell, I'm thinking, geez, these are some old institutions. But for Māori, not me, but for Māori to have the opportunity to share our lived experience through the Commonwealth and through colonisation, I think was an awesome opportunity for us to voice our opinions and our perspective on it. And I thought it was a huge privilege for us to be able to do that.
How did it go down when you started accusing them of the, you know, of the downcasting our people, the treatment of ours, the injustices, etc.? How did your corridor go down, do you think?
Well, I think there was an appreciation for lived experience. And so there was a lot of academia coming out of those who were supporting the moot, which was, that the Commonwealth still serves a purpose. Well, for us, first of all, if you look at the word Commonwealth, nothing was common to us, and the wealth of our country went off to support the Crown. That was the first thing. And it still meant to me that the Commonwealth still serves a purpose. The still part meant to me that it was status quo, that there was no consideration for Indigenous within the Commonwealth. Serves who's serving who? And the purpose, what was the purpose of the Commonwealth? Was to take the wealth of one country to serve another. And so those were some of the points that I brought up in my argument. But, you know, from a lived experience, nobody else could come from a lived experience as Indigenous peoples, as tangata whenua, within the Commonwealth country that has had 95 to 96% of its lands taken from them. All its resources, its minerals, its water, the foreshore and seabed, it's taonga, you know, that sit in other university, other museums all over the world, including England. I was just there where Joe Harawira and Auntie Dānui Ngāri were there repatriating a traditional sail from the London University to bring back to Christchurch. So, you know, those are all the things from a lived experience that disenfranchised and marginalised our people in our own country. You know, if you look at it, we're dying 7 to 10 years earlier than everybody else. 52-54% of the prison, male prison population are Māori, 67% of the female prison population are Māori. If you ever look at the tamariki in state care, you know, you're going to look at 68-69% of those being Māori. So those are the impacts of the Commonwealth on our people. And those are the facts that they heard when we went into that particular debate. And they couldn't really argue with lived experience on the impacts of the Commonwealth and colonisation.
Tēnā koe. Gangbanging, it's election year, and obviously our people are the political football, and particularly to the right. I read Hosking's article yesterday. He refers to Te Pāti Māori, of which your co-leader, as a rabid race-based party. Does that sit comfortably enough with you, or are you inflamed by it? What sort of reaction do you think we should be giving to rednecks who describe your political effort in that way?
Well, he's not just describing my political efforts in that way. He's describing all of our political efforts in that way. And, I feel sorry for fellas like Hoskins. And I feel sorry for the political parties on the right, because what they're doing is scaring themselves. And probably rightfully so in terms of scaring themselves. This is the first time that Māori, in regards to the last poll, have the opportunity to be choosing the government. That scares the jeebus out of some of these fellas. That in 183 years since the treaty signing, but since 1853, when Parliament was first established, Māori could quite possibly be choosing who the next Prime Minister is. That scares them. And so it should, because for a long time we've just had to, we've been served we've been served crumbs from the political table since its inception. And what this show shows is that Māori are maturing in a political space and a kāwanatanga space, and that what we are doing in terms of development in our political aspirations as a people, we're starting to grow in a movement. Te Pāti Māori have never ever polled at the numbers that it has polled at in the last year and a half, and to be sitting in a space of influence, and to be sitting in a space where we may be able to choose who the government is and actually get some real gains as a political power. And I think the more we see the Mike Hoskins, the more we see the David Seymours and the Luxons pulling their type of politics, I know the better we're doing in that political space. And we've just got to continue to do the mahi we're doing, not just inside of Parliament, but outside of Parliament. So, the attention Te Pāti Māori is getting is just an acknowledgement of the growth of our political power and our opportunity to choose who this government is and to really make some influential change for our people.
Tēnā koe, Rawani. Look, on Thursday, OT fired two people who look after our mokopuna in residential care for what's been described as sexually inappropriate behaviour, and a call for the residences, many of them built yesteryear, not fit for purpose today, should be closed. And Chappi Tikani has been at the helm here of OT. What do you make of where they are at? It seems that whilst we are demanding changes, they can't come fast enough.
Yeah, so there have already been relationships built and accords built between Oranga Tamariki and Iwi and Hapu and Māori organisations. I think it's just now time to devolve many of those resources to those organisations. And to our hapu and iwi to start looking at how we repatriate those tamariki. The problem is you take tamariki out of whānau, but we're actually not enabling whānau and building whānau and healing whānau from the effects and the trauma of colonisation. And so those are the things that we need to be doing. Those are the things that we need to be putting more emphasis in, and start to rebuild our community, start rebuilding our whānau. And so we know that a lot of iwi, hapu, even whānau ora, organisations are already doing, And we need to be putting our resourcing and the money from Oranga Tamariki, devolve Oranga Tamariki, actually close the damn thing down. It's rotten to the core. We've been calling for this for a long, long time now. You know, it's review after review after review. We're whole hog of reviews. There needs to be some transformative thinking in this particular space. Start devolving that money down back to Māori to look at our own solutions at healing, not just our tamariki, but our whānau. That's where the secret is. We've got to and start growing our communities again. We know Ngāti Kahungunu, we know Tūhoe. They all have accords with Oranga Tamariki. They have kaupapa that work, and we need to start devolving that resource into those particular spaces.
Tēnā koe, you're looking good, Rawiri. Losing weight, does that mean your shoe size has changed?
It has, actually. You lose weight everywhere, and so my shoe size has gone down to a whopping 12. But while I was overseas, I saw an NBA museum, so I walked in there, and the Shaq was a whopping 18. My gosh, an 18. It's like a child putting their foot in an adult shoe and walking around at the Malai. Have you seen that or at home? You know, when they wear their parents' shoes, if I was to put my foot into that, it would have looked like that. But, you know, I feel good, Dale. I think, interventions like the one I've had is important for our people to have access to. And I think, because we're dying 7 to 10 years earlier than everybody else, I think that should be an avenue and an opportunity for our people to be able to access without having to take a mortgage out on the home and without having to go into debt or without having to for them to use their retirement in terms of KiwiSaver, because I know a lot of them have. I think the health system should allow our people access to interventions that allow them to live earlier, not just for their whānau, but for their communities and their hapu and their iwi. So I feel really, really awesome. I'm grateful for life. And I'm sorry to say to people like Hoskins, I'm going to be around a hell of a lot longer, mate.
Tēnā koe. Thanks for joining us again, mate. Welcome home. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Tēnā koe.